she comes. It's Sandy Max with What's on Tap on Sundays. And Sandy, look up there in the sky. At the corner of Mason and Jefferson, there's a shadow that's arisen almost overnight, and nobody knows what it is, except for you.
Oh, that's not... Wait, the news is out.
This is like a Batman signal. You know what
it
is?
It's like a white shadow, but it is filling in fast. We're talking about a brand new mural dedicated to Bob Uecker. This is going to be spectacular. Mauricio Ramirez, you have seen his murals all around town. He painted the Giannis mural. That's downtown on Wisconsin Avenue. But the Giannis mural that Mauricio Ramirez created is very lifelike when you see Giannis facing the city and his arms out. He's normally known for these geometric type shapes, and he's got a dozen different murals all around the city. So he went to the musician Selena, if you remember her. There's a mural on Marquette's campus. So you've seen his artwork. There's a Heart and Soul that's also downtown on the side of a really tall building. So it's very colorful artwork, usually. So this looks like it's going to be another photorealistic mural of Bob Uecker in the broadcast booth at the baseball stadium with the microphone and everything. So really in Bob's happy place.
How did we not know this was going to happen?
It was funny. It was a big reveal on Thursday afternoon. Milwaukee Downtown, Visit Milwaukee, and also Wintrust Financial Center. They are the people who collaborated to commission this artwork from Mauricio Ramirez. And I know, I don't know how this was such a well-kept secret, because Bob's family is in on this. Bob Uecker Jr. is excited about it. And now the whole city is excited about
it. Don't you love a surprise?
Oh, yeah. Especially when it's a good one. But there aren't enough ways to celebrate what Bob Uecker's impact has been, not just on our city, but on the entertainment world and on the baseball world. You know, he really was this gift with a great sense of humor, a deep knowledge of the sport, and he's going down in history for a lot of kindness that never got talked about, you know, and his elegance through and his persistence in his last years while he was struggling with lung cancer. So he really is one of those people to be celebrated. And here's yet another tourist attraction. There are going to be people who will get pictures with the Giannis mural. Hopefully that will stay up for a while as a legacy to him. You're not going to paint over that. You know, if Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a mural, we wouldn't have painted over that. So, but I feel like this is going to be one of those things, especially, you just mentioned the location. This is that block just east of the Pfister Hotel.
So there are going to be a lot of people coming to town.
Yeah,
it's the first thing they're going to see when they look out their window from their hotel.
Well, not quite that vantage point. You'll see it when it's the building right across the street from the main entrance, and it's on the north side. So it won't necessarily be that view, but it is going to be definitely a photo opportunity. And it's exciting because it's coming together. So Mauricio Ramirez is going to be in the studio with me on What's on Tap on Thursday.
Oh, really?
And I have questions because this is 100 feet tall.
How do you do that?
Exactly. This is huge. And the painting has already started. So you can see they put the primer down.
It's like a silhouette.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fun to watch this in progress. You can actually see it being made, which that whole creative process is exciting to me. And I have so many questions and I'm really curious. And there are painters who've been rolling on, you know, with the big long paint rollers one at a time. Like this isn't a power blast, you know, like they're not putting that out.
What I'm wondering about is a piece of art that large, does he work it out first on his own canvas? I mean, how do you put something like that together and put it on a building that size?
These are my questions. And do you use a grid system, you know, like almost like graph paper to try to make sure that the colors, like, what is that process? So I'm very excited to talk to Mauricio Ramirez about the creation, the design, the conversations that went on about how do you pay tribute to Bob? Is this, because this looks like it's going to be one singular image of him in the broadcast booth behind the microphone. But think about all the other things he's known for. And I don't know, maybe there'll be a backdrop behind him that represents some of his other career highlights and personal...
Mr. Belvedere.
Exactly. Maybe. Or maybe there'll be a plaid background. Ooh.
Ooh,
just like
all
of his jackets. Will there be a Miller Beer, you know, sign in the background? So these are all fun questions that I have for Mauricio Ramirez. I don't think anyone has seen the final design. I think it will be a big reveal. It'll be early June is when this mural downtown at Jefferson and Mason will be completed.
Well, you also wonder, are they going to somehow drape it before the final reveal as they're doing those finishing touches? working behind some sort of a drape.
Yeah.
So
that would be fun. A big
bring it all down at once. Wouldn't that
would
be cool?
That would be fun. Yeah. I like that idea. And also, another question I have, really practical, you got to hope for good weather.
Can't paint on a rainy day.
That's like, how does paint react when it's wet?
You don't paint that.
Exactly, yeah. But I mean, just think about this. This is going to be unveiled just in time for summertime when our city just comes alive. And right down there by Cathedral Square Park, where we got Jazz in the Park and Bastille Days, and people will be running by this mural. We've got Summerfest coming. This is just really going to be, I think, one of those real fun, bright spots for the summer that peps up our city with this mural dedicated to Bob Uecker.
Oh, I know. This is so exciting. And again, don't you just love good surprises?
I do. What's the next one? We don't know. That's why they're surprises.
Exactly. One other thing, though, that I did find interesting is they just announced that one more act for State Fair, the Isley Brothers are coming back to town.
They were at Summerfest last year. And they were great. And the crowd was dancing to every single style of song they had. When they sang a slow song, you saw people dancing together, dancing with people they didn't know. And what was funny is I had to leave Summerfest before they got to Shout. And I hated to, because that's the song you really want to see, right?
That's when you shout.
The funny thing was I was driving out on Erie in traffic. The sound from the BMO Pavilion was bouncing off that apartment building, and I got to hear Shout while I was in my car.
I love it.
It was super cool. But these two gentlemen, they are just suave and cool. They have that stage presence and so many great songs. So that's going to be a spectacular summer night with the Isley Brothers.
I have seen them before, and they put on quite a show.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, you bet. So we're going to look forward to all of the updates and the secrets behind the Bob Uecker mural, because you've got a direct pipeline to that artist.
Yes, artist Mauricio Ramirez will be my guest on Thursday at 7 on What's on Tap.
Can't wait to hear all about it. Sandy Max, always great to have you here.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.